Hello there, and welcome to a new episode of Fat Food for Fat People. Technically, this is not a new episode. This episode was actually recorded back in summer of 2019. It was just one idea that was thrown out to me, and I felt compelled to record some participants in whatever subject they felt like talking about, and this is what came out. If any of you actually enjoy this, pardon the editing and the audio wasn't that great. Again, these are first-time podcasters, and they're very excited, and was happy to participate in this with them. And again, if you're listening and you enjoy this episode, let us know, and hopefully we can do another one. If not, say so, or don't say anything at all. But hey, rate and review us on iTunes and Google Podcasts, and follow us on Spotify if you haven't yet. And I will give this your fair warning right now that this is a not safe for work episode in any way, shape, or form. So you've been warned, but I hope you enjoy it. Have a laugh. Thanks for listening. Take one on that. Welcome to Three Girls and One Podcast. We have three unnameable girls who are here to talk candidly and freely about sex or anything related to sex. And
sex and relationships.
I would like them to start talking about sex. So, by all means, yes. They're very excited about sex. They like sex a lot.
You know what this is?
They like to do sex. Go ahead.
This is really reminding me a lot of that scene from The Sweetest Thing.
Which one?
When they were all singing all together.
Oh, isn't that like your favorite scene in the movie?
Yes. Have you ever seen The Sweetest Thing, Ray?
I have not.
Oh my God. Wow, and that's because aren't you kind of like a movie buff, I feel?
Yeah, from the 90s.
Fucking dumb.
Well, I won't make a comment regarding certain movies, but I mean, if it's a rom-com, I won't watch it.
Damn, and that's because there's a lot of good rom-coms. Like, there really is. And The Sweetest Thing is...
So I've just recently saw P.S. I Love You. I think I was telling Nikki about this. My mother...
That's not a rom-com, though. That's just sad. That's straight up sad.
Well, see, that's why I can't really tell the difference, because they all seem the same to me. And I kept telling her that Gerard Butler looks like a fucking creep.
Oh, that one's super fucking sad and cute.
That he looks like a fucking creep.
His mom is watching it for a week.
What do you mean?
He was watching it with his mama.
No, you know what movie's fucking sad? 500 Days of Summer. I fucking love that.
I'll only watch that's the Joyce and Gordon Levitt.
That's not sad.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Literally, I was like, wow, bitch, you are me.
The soundtrack to that movie,
that's literally what we are.
I was obsessed with Zooey Deschanel in that movie, and then she broke my heart.
What? Why did she break your heart? She told him.
She's a bitch.
She told him. No, she's not.
You
really think she's a bitch, though?
No, I don't think she's a bitch.
She told him. She told him since the beginning.
No, she did. And
no, it's his fault.
You see, that's what our first... Oh, my God. Don't catch feelings when it's just sex, guys.
Well, it wasn't just sex for them, was it?
Okay, but they were just friends. It wasn't just sex.
I haven't seen that. They were totally getting into a relationship.
I just feel like she was clear about her intentions from the very beginning.
Which is good. You're supposed
to do that. That's fine.
Yeah.
But when they kind of like meld into sort of a relationship.
They never did that. It's not her fault that he got confused.
Well, then they should have been going out and just fucking instead of hanging out and fucking
IQ. They were, but he was like, no. I think she made it pretty clear.
If she was clear from the beginning, then he should have been like, you know what? I'm going into this too much.
But I will say this, though. He did go a little too far.
He did.
He jumped ship. He was like going way
too deep.
It's like,
bro, how are you
going
to go from fuck buddy to husband? Like, that doesn't happen.
Seriously, guys don't fucking get it sometimes.
It's like, you're just dick and that's it. That's all.
Oh, but then we're there crying.
Right? Like, those are boyfriends. Those are boyfriends.
There was this one guy, Ray, that I was dating.
Who?
There was one guy that I was dating.
Can you see the initial?
Ugly.
Please continue.
And okay, so he was like a rebound, right? And all I wanted was honestly just sex. And I told him from the beginning.
Dude.
And but he was
quick question. Rebound for you or rebound for him?
Rebound for me.
Okay.
Not for him, no, because he got feelings really fast. And it was after a 6-year relationship. And...
Bitch, I didn't give you a vodka.
I know, bitch. I need it for the story. And he was... Honestly, it was just like a really bad time, right, in my life. You know about the story, right?
I think I do. Yeah. I'll see. I'll find out right now.
Yeah, and okay, so... I honestly felt like really bad. It was like a really bad time in my life. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to settle for whatever. I don't care. And then...
The food's ready.
Oh, yes. Bring me some. And okay. He... I'm
right now, me neither.
Never got the picture. Like, I kept telling him, like, I don't want anything. I honestly just want sex. I wanted sex with this guy. And he wasn't even that good looking.
He was fucking ugly. Can you like, hear me? Can you guys...
Like, okay. Look,
oh,
look.
It's picking you up. Okay.
Like looks aren't looks aren't everything, right? But like
whatever way, we all have that one. Okay, yes, don't judge
the rebound. Exactly.
Don't judge
the rebound.
Wait, so who was your one? Which ugly guy did you date?
Okay, well,
it's Nikki's story.
Let Nikki finish her story, because I want to hear
then,
about this.
You know, the thing is, like, looks aren't everything, right? But his personality was ugly. The way he didn't take care of himself. Mm-hmm. He was, like, he would walk around with his shirt all hairy and, like, disgusting. And, like, you could tell he just didn't care about himself and he didn't love himself. So okay, it was really unattractive, right? But I didn't care.
He just wanted to fuck.
Yes, exactly. And absolutely. Okay. I was kind of comfortable with him, especially because he was, like, what, really low of my standards, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why. And then it got to a point where he started, like... Oh, I'm falling in love with you and all of that stuff. And
I remember one time
I was asleep and he was like...
Did he put a ring on him?
No. But he was like, I love you.
Oh, okay.
And you know what I did? I was like... I faked being asleep. And then because I was actually drinking some wine and we were like drinking whatever. Yeah. And then we went to sleep and he said that. And he never said it again. But after that is when I told him, look, I don't want anything. I really don't. Mm-hmm. Like, what don't you get? I mean, I feel like it was kind of my fault because I did lead him on sometimes. But he was just weird. Like, he was not.
But you were upfront about it.
Yeah, I was in the beginning. Around. And then, like, I guess I felt like. I don't want to be alone, I guess, or lonely.
Okay, I get you.
And that's why I was, like, with him and stuff. But then it got to a point where my standards were getting high again. And I started feeling myself. And
so basically, like, you were getting more confident in yourself.
Yes,
when we're not confident, we date the ugliest guys.
Yes, it's... Like, even if we do date the ugly guys, it's still not enough, though.
I just feel like when we're not confident, we just wanna... We're just horny all the time, and we're seeking validation from, like... Oh. I just feel like when we're not confident, we're just seeking validation from anybody who will give it to us. Yes, so we'll just fuck anybody, and we're just
exactly,
horny all the time.
Yeah.
And when we're feeling low. Yeah.
Taking notes.
So then...
next sad girl on the list.
Oh, my gosh. And then I fucking hated his family.
Ew.
You met his family?
Yes, dude. He met
me. What the fuck?
You know, I feel if, like, some guys, like, starting to latch on to you, you really need to cut that shit off. Like,
So I did end up cutting it off, and he cried.
Well, he was a pussy, I'm sorry.
He ended up crying. And I was like, look, I'm sorry. Like, I can't win anymore. I can't do this. But you know, because I was getting confident.
Because I was giving you a certain story of a friend of mine did the same thing. When he was pursuing this one girl, and we kept telling her, I go, she just fucks, and don't fall in love with her because she's gonna break your heart. So just fuck her, and then move on, you know. But what does he fucking do? So he fucks her, and he's just like, oh, like this is the best pussy ever. Like I might marry this pussy, whatever the fuck. All right, I'm trying to talk candidly about this, right?
Yeah.
And so I mean, he fell in love. She broke his heart in front of his fucking face, which was hilarious.
In front of his face?
His fault, though.
But how,
yes,
in front of his face?
It was his fault. Well, look, I'm not going to say, like, it wasn't his fault. Well, yeah, I guess so. Okay, well, here's what happened, right? We were at the university, and we were all outside, and I saw that she went inside to go talk to this guy, right? And I go, hey, man, why don't you come and check out what's going on this side of the building, right?
Protect his feelings.
I was, but I was also trying to just shove it in his fucking face, you know? Oh. You know, like a dog, you're like, you shat on the floor, smell that shit, you know? Don't do that again.
That's fucked up, okay.
No, but it's being a friend.
So
the dog way. That's
look,
bad,
look.
That's
so, so, bad. So, 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 what I did was saw her hugging on some guy, and she followed him to the restroom, right? And I go, "Hey, check it out!" And I look, I go, "What's going on in this part of the window?" And he sees her fucking going to the restroom with the guy. And I go, "Interesting. Did you see that? I saw that." And I told my other friend, "Did you see that too?" I go, "What do you think about that?" His face turned into like the biggest pussy ever, started crying, and we were like, this is what we told you was gonna happen. We took him back to my apartment. He cried for hours. He drank.
That's not, I'm sorry.
No, 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 no. It was funny. It was funny. It was funny. It was funny. It was kind of funny.
But did they didn't date. They didn't date.
Well, look, I'm telling you, like, I care for my friend. But I'm also going to be like, you're a fucking idiot. We told you.
Well, yeah.
We told you. You know?
Yeah. And you know? He learns from shit like that. So.
Probably not.
Oh. But I would hope so.
At some point or another, like, I had to drag him away to a party. We were going to a graduation party in Austin. And he got drunk.
Dude,
and
who should I talk about?
Screamed about bitch and a whore. I love her, but she's a bitch and a whore.
Yes, okay.
Right? Right? Fucking idiot. Yes, sorry. But that's what happened. So.
It happens to everybody. I mean, we can't judge, you know. We can only try to, you know, tell them or...
You gotta help your friends, but you gotta be blunt with your friends. You know?
You do have to be blunt with your friends.
He probably knew what he was getting himself into. He just probably expected... No, no, like, 500 Days of Summer?
He thought he was the one... He thought... The thing is, you think that you're the different person and you're gonna change this person's mind.
Or like...
Never change someone.
Or like another movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Have you ever seen 50-50?
Yeah.
When his fucking... Oh, and she's so pretty, too. What's her name again? The redhead?
Ooh.
I don't remember.
But you know who I'm talking about, right?
Oh, wait. No, I don't remember.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Oh, yes.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Okay.
How she cheats on him, and then fucking Seth Rogen catches her at an art museum making out with another dude.
Yeah.
And he takes a picture, and then he takes it to Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and he's like, look, that fucking slut was cheating on you. Like that. I would want somebody to do that.
That's exactly what I did, yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna cut this out really.
So my point is on my story is with the guy that I was talking to. I would tell him, bye, Ray.
Well, I'm done with my story. I'm done with my story.
I'm saying, well, he was... Okay, I was like, right? It's all about sex, right? So I wanted to, like, fuck in the shower. I wanted to go on his table. No, this guy just wanted it in his bed. And that's it.
Boring. Gotcha.
Boring. Fucking boring. Fucking boring.
Oh, no, dude. The best ones... No, okay, let's not talk about
that. No, and I would tell him to choke me or do stuff to me, and he'd be like, that's no, because I want to come in a little bit. And I'm like, really, bro?
Can I ask you a question about the choking thing?
I love choking. Love it. Yes, ask. Do it. Don't ever second guess it. Just do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that... Well, my,
not too long.
I'm not saying...
Do it to like the perfect second.
I'm not saying that I won't do it. I'm just saying like,
why
do you want
pull hair,
like, is
and
it, like,
choke?
Literally to choke.
Yeah,
on,
like
the
literally
of the
slap. You need a slap.
I fucking love
face.
Rough sex.
Slap the face. Rough sex is the best sex.
Here, Lisa has something to say.
I, the only reason I'm saying this is because someone told me to choke them once, and I was like, do I?
Don't think about it.
Just choke about it.
Just do it.
I can't believe.
Weren't you so horny when she asked you?
Yeah, she were like in the middle of the whole
you
thing.
You actually, you stood there for a second, like.
I didn't stop that. What I was doing and say like, well, let me ponder this. I mean, do I really want to hurt this woman? I did it, but I was like, I didn't know where to put my, because I mean,
like
I didn't know how
like
strong
that.
To fucking do it.
Do it
I was
fucking
like,
hard.
I was like, if this chick wants
no,
to be
no, wait,
a
you know what? I don't want
her to go like.
It's because there's a way to do it.
Okay, then that's exactly what I'm finding.
There's
out
a way to do it.
I didn't want that to happen.
You can't block the passageway.
Oh, like,
but you're doing.
Wrap your arms around her.
Yeah.
Like, don't fucking choke.
No. Because I mean, I was like, this bitch wants me to choke her. So like, fuck it, I'm gonna go for it. And then the thing is, I started choking her up here. You know, and I was like, don't do that. And then she moved the hand down. I was like, okay, I guess that's what she wants. But I was like, how much pressure do I apply? Do
oh
I fucking
God.
Like? Mind you, I have to be thinking about this while you're trying to keep going. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of difficult.
Your
you
concentration.
Know?
The same way how when you're pulling hair, you're not supposed to pull hair.
You're
I'm gonna
go like
example.
This and gank it.
No, like.
You don't do it like this. You grab them from the back of the neck.
Yeah, that's
quick.
That.
Then,
that I understand.
Yeah. Like,
but
there's
but
a proper
the,
way to do
because,
things without hurting.
Because
hurting
I had a someone who tell me one time say, "Call me a fucking whore and choke me," and I was just like, I literally laughed. In the middle, I was like, I can't do that.
Aww.
And I said I couldn't do that because I thought it was funny the way she asked me. I find lots of shit funny. So she's going to say, like, she goes, call me a fucking whore and choke me. I was like, that's hilarious. I literally said the word. I chuckled. I was like, really? So, like, I mean, that's not, it's learning experiences.
No, but you know what? You're right, because people have limits, because other time, I mean, okay, I had,
yeah, there's some,
I had crazy ass sex other, with my train, with that person. And, delete that shit. No, but anyways, let me tell you what happened though, real quick. Slapped hard. It's okay, I'll clean it later. But I was drunk. It was the night we went out, dude. We went out and I was drunk. Okay, so what happened was, this is why you should at least ask the limitations before. I don't know. I should feel like a topic should arise about.
Well, the thing is, I don't think it's going to arise if you, unless you're in the moment.
Yeah, in the moment, it won't arise.
You know? But
you're
the
right,
thing is, like,
right.
That's where the lesson learned comes in, you know?
Yeah, but how?
Because if you want to get slapped, I mean,
okay, but look, let me
next time
happens.
Around, you could say, like,
don't slap me that hard, bitch, like that. But
don't say that, because he's going to get a fucking.
But we
want
to be able not to tell the guy.
Okay, well, look, this is what happened. So. He slapped me, right, the first time. It was good, right? Like, I was like, okay, cool. Like, across the face, like, bitch slap. Like, once, right? And I said, do it again.
Do it again.
But the second time he did it, I swear I almost blacked out. I swear.
Do you remember when he told you? And you were drunk.
I was like, am I dizzy? Because he slapped me too hard. So I was like, just grabbed his hand and I put it down.
You see, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like,
so, I don't know,
like,
maybe
what are the limits on someone? It's like, if I were to choke you.
I don't know, it's hard.
Exactly. For me, there's no fucking limits.
Oh, but I thought so too, but I almost passed out.
You don't want him to be fucking you and you're just like, punch me in the face. And he fucking socks you and then you're fucking out. But no, but if you're fucking out for the count, he's going to be like, I fucking killed her. He's going to run out the fucking door with his dick fucking swinging.
What a fucking boner crusher, first of all.
That's why there's safety words.
Wait, how
the
fuck tell him?
Well, you can't say the safety word if you're blacked out, right?
You can say it before, kind of like.
Hey, like, don't do that. I mean,
you know what would have been hilarious if he had slapped you the second time and you were trying to give him the safe word and all you did was like drool the word.
I know.
I feel like when you're being that rough, you're literally just taking it to an extreme and see how far you can go and being that.
I love it, though.
And that's why they're safety words. Like,
so do it again.
No, like when it's like, okay, I'm going to black the fuck out, or like, this is kind of in danger to my health.
Honestly,
we need to stop.
But in my defense,
what if you're intentionally wanting to black out?
No, I didn't want to black out. I
want to intentionally black out. So I can remember the night.
I
won't remember the night because I'll be blacked out.
I was like, what? The irony in that. But okay.
I just think it's funny how, like, as girls, we're always like, you can't disrespect us, you know.
But whatever, in bed, hit me.
Disrespect the shit out of me. Call me bitch.
Just
spit on me, like
sex. You just. All you
I don't know why is that. Like,
you know,
of course, and we like sex.
And we're horny.
Just a quick question. Considering a thing called the rape fantasy, I've had someone tell me about that as well. So, like, how far do you go with that, too?
Honestly, role playing it, I'd probably
honestly,
it's like scary.
I don't know if that's. No, I don't know. Is that too intense to talk about? Like, rape
no,
fantasies?
I mean,
no?
It's all
okay.
Everything, you know?
To be honest, I've had, like, dreams where I'm pretty much getting raped, but it's kind of like a wet dream. And, like, it's a turn on in a sense. And I don't know why.
That's
like,
what's up.
You think?
And then when I wake up, I'm like, what the fuck? Why is this
turning
me
on? Why am I so fucked up?
Why am I turned on to be, like, you know, raped? Like,
well, because, I mean, that's
that. You think
that
it
is
has
question,
to do with, like, the natural instinct? Like, it's just natural for us to get turned on by something.
Like,
our bodies arouse when we get touched a certain way.
Is it a natural instinct because you want to be overpowered?
No, not instinct.
No, exactly.
Wrong word. It's just natural for our bodies to arouse is what I mean. Not mentally. Physically, dude.
But
yes.
It's like a turn on.
Exactly,
it's like,
physically.
Fuck. Like,
but
yes.
Like, mentally, we know it's
do it
like,
to me.
Okay, this is wrong because people cry during it. But, like, I don't know. Like,
no. Dude, it's because.
I don't know. I think I
cried once.
Well,
when I had
people
sex.
Are going to be like, are these girls okay? They need therapists.
I cried one time during sex.
What? Why?
Oh, that's sweet.
That's not sweet.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, but
I don't know, but the harder the better.
I'm just is really curious about that, though. Like, why rape fantasies are a turn on. Like,
well, that's what I'm curious about, too, because I'm not too sure.
You don't,
I
mean, right? Pasta. I'm okay.
I mean, I don't have rape fantasies, someone raping me.
No, but why for girls? Sure. And honestly, I think. No, not yet. Honestly, I think, like, it's more for girls in the sense that you said.
They want to be
like,
overpowered.
Like, when we feel overpowered, I think it kind of makes us feel better about ourselves in a sense. Like, you want me that much. Like, it's kind of an ego.
Like, it's
kind of an ego thing almost.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. They're so aggressive about wanting to.
Yes, almost like animalist. Yeah, like, yeah, super animalistic when you think about it.
For sure.
I don't know, but. I've always wondered about that. Sometimes I'm like, is it just me? Am I fucked up in the head? Or
no, because I've heard it from different people too. So I mean, okay. I'm just kind of curious about it because I mean, where is the limit on that too?
Okay, I thought I was the only girl. I was like, damn, I'm like, fucked up.
I think if you're both okay with it, then are we talking about roleplay raping?
Like, how straight up can we be on this?
I'm telling you to say whatever you want.
I don't think she necessarily means rape. I think, like, being controlled and you can't do anything because they're like, being controlled.
No, I mean, like, rape.
Like, that turns you on, like, if they're rape.
Okay, like, for example, sometimes when I'm masturbating, some fantasies that I have is somebody, like, kind of forcing me to do it.
Do y'all remember a time when you had to download torrents of porn?
I've never had to download it ever since, and that's because I started masturbating since I was in middle school. And since middle school,
bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch.
I was like 12. No, dude, why lie? My first masturbation, I was like 6 years old. Not even gonna lie. Like, that's fucking horrible,
congratulations.
Right?
Congratulations.
That's like,
how?
It's just crazy how young you start.
What'd you do?
Okay, I won't say the other part.
What'd you do?
It's because, why lie? I had a neighbor.
And, I mean, at 6 years old.
No, it's because I had a neighbor, and this neighbor was my age, and she was a girl. And I don't know if, like, I don't know how she knew, but everything that she knew, she would tell me and, like, introduce to me about. So she's the one who kind of told me, like, what everything was and, like, what sex is and masturbation. And we would, like, fuck around as little girls. And being six.
Poor in the making.
Dude, I kid you not. Like, yeah, like, we I'm would. Kidding, and both so willingly, awesome. Like, we would, like, kiss in the lips and, like,
really?
You know, yeah. And, like, yeah, that's as far as we went. Like, and, like, touching each other, like, yeah. Dude, yes. And ever since then, like, I don't know who taught her, but that's, like,
did
what. No, I haven't talked to her.
Dangerous.
But yeah. And, like, I don't think it's fucked up. Well, it is fucked up, but it's not. I feel like it's more natural than we think. Or more common than we think. I'm sorry, not natural.
More than likely.
Yeah, because we're related. Or not related, I'm sorry. We're, like, familiar with each other, and we're comfortable with each other, and we're both the same age. We're both girls, blah, blah, blah.
Speaking of what you were saying about the whole controlling thing. Me, personally, I like when a guy's like that. Like, I really do like it. The girls know. I always tell them all the time. We love it. We fucking love it. Like, I don't like... Okay, I don't like sucking dick.
Dude, I love it.
But it has to be with someone... Like, I do like it if it's with someone who's so... How do you say, like, attractive, I guess?
Or like, hot, makes like, good-looking? Or you,
yes,
that's like,
who, like,
makes they, me want do they need to have a pretty dick?
Yes.
I don't know. I just have to feel something for it. Like, I can't just be anything. Like, my rebound. Dick, like, I'm talking about. I fucking hated doing it with him. I fucking hated it. I fucking hated it. It was disgusting.
I remember her telling
like,
me. Oh, my God. She's so funny.
Like, I just feel like there's some guys who don't know how to turn you on. And, like...
Or they try too hard to turn you on.
Yeah.
And that's a turn off. It's like, if you don't know how to do it, just don't fucking do it. Like, don't fucking... What's his name? I'm not going to say his name, but... The last person I had sex with, dude, how he tried so hard to be, like, a douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay, don't do that.
Well, shit, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay, let me tell you. So I met this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's super cool. He was cool. Like, he was nice, whatever. We would hang out.
Young.
He was young. He was...
Young, great.
How much younger than me? I'm 23.
4 years?
No, two. Two and a half. That's a little young. Fuck. But anyways.
Oh my God.
But he was legal. Just making that FYI. So.
Well, if he was 18 or 17, he might.
No. Ew. No. He was just younger than me.
Gotcha. Okay.
Ew.
For me. I'm just saying that's technically legal.
And that's what I was gonna say. I'm like 18 is still legal.
Oh, true. Okay, but no, he wasn't. He was older than that. Yeah. But okay, so anyways, he was cool. Like he was he was fucking.
He was fucking hot. Gorgeous. He was like, gorgeous. Like
hot. Like I'd lick you head to toe. And I
don't okay, know he was cute, but he wasn't exaggerated.
Yeah, he was hot. Way. Okay, so anyway,
his personality takes away from it.
Yes, but yes. Okay, let me say the story. So what happened was this guy and I, we ended up messaging and we ended up, you know, linking up and hanging out to fuck, right? Obviously, like, what else were we gonna do? Mm-hmm. And we did. And that was the time, oh my God, I've never had bad sex. Even quickies weren't ever bad for me. But that was the worst sexual experience I've ever had because this guy, first of all, I don't know if he was shy or intimidated or
on
what.
On the first time.
But, like, he literally didn't, like, he was just so cocky and thinking that, like, dude, I don't even know what he was thinking. What do you...
I fucking hate cocky.
Was he?
Cocky
anyways, did he think like, his dick was, like, the end-all, be-all?
He just thought that,
No. Okay, so what he wanted, he just literally would say stupid shit. Like,
during
like
sex.
Like, we would
during
be fucking,
sex.
And he would be like, oh, my God, you know how many girls are on me and I'm here? It's like,
exactly.
Are you like, or like when we would finish, he would be like he would say stuff like, don't fall for me, or I don't know, like just like so into himself. It's
and
like,
that's a fucking turn.
Okay,
off.
And then he also got mad. Okay, so one time he invited me to a club, right? And I said no, like I was busy. And he literally wanted me to leave what I was doing, personal family things, to go. Like, you know, to go fuck, basically. Yeah. But to go to a club, too. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, whatever, right? Bye. We'll fuck next time. But dude, with me, like, if I tell you you're my fuck buddy, you're my fuck buddy. Like, there's nothing more. And that's what I had told him the first time. Like, I told him, like, you know, all we're going to do is fuck. I need someone for the summer because I start school in the fall. I'm going to be super busy. So. You know, if you're with it, I'm with it.
That's the kind of shit you need to tell people firsthand.
Yeah,
hopefully they understand.
Dude, like,
no,
Ray?
But she was like that. She told him.
I'm just saying. I hope they understand.
Okay, well, he did understand.
Well, he's fucking immature.
I thought he did understand.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought he did. The second time we fucked, I was like, wow, mind blown. This guy's fucking amazing. I'm gonna marry this dick. I'm gonna fuck him till the end of July. That's how special it is. Like.
I'm gonna marry this dick and then I'm gonna fuck him to the end of July.
I'm gonna fuck him to the end of July. But then after that time, I just made one comment. I just said, you know, someone as good looking as you shouldn't be lacking this kind of experience or anything in this department. And he was like, okay. I was like, no, I just mean like, you know, you should know what to do and you shouldn't have to talk to girls the way you talk to girls because you're a good looking man and you should, you know,
be
own
a man.
It. Like,
yeah.
You shouldn't.
Man.
I was like, you could probably get more girls than you get right now if you were actually respectful to them and they don't need to, know
or just
that you're
the
a whore.
Fuck up while having
and
sex.
Then he was like, okay, at that time he didn't get butthurt, right? So I thought. So the third time we fucked. He had this new ass attitude, like he was just fucking mean. It was the night he almost knocked me the fuck out.
Wait, was it that guy?
Who yeah.
Knocked oh,
that
shit.
Guy that almost knocked me out.
Oh, so now there's some context to that story, so I know why he tried to.
Okay,
he was probably like fucking bitch,
right? Like, I'm gonna fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, he fucked me hella good. Like I had never been fucked like that. Like, I think I saw heaven. Ooh. And then after he finished, right, and we did our thing, everything was fun and games, he ended up saying, out of nowhere, we weren't talking, I was putting on my clothes, he was putting on his clothes, I was getting ready to get him to book it, right, like, he was leaving my place, first of all, and he goes, you know, you only fuck guys that are older than you because they can get past a certain thing you have, and then I was like, okay, what the fuck? Like, what does that mean? And then he was like, I only fuck you because... What did he say? No, he was like, if you were better looking, it'd be easier to fuck you. And I was like, you're the one that's here. Like, no one has you here, right? And stuff like that. It's like, don't fucking do that. It's so annoying. It's like, he literally got so hurt for some reason that he had to be so rude and obnoxious. It was like... It's like, damn, like, it's just sex. Like, first of all, why do you have to take it so seriously? Like,
yeah,
it's just sex. It could have been amazing.
Well,
but that explains
his
the
ego
age
the
difference.
First time
okay,
exactly.
That's what everyone tells me. They're like, you just hurt his ego. But it's like,
why
why do you think we don't like any guys our age?
The thing is, you bruise his ego, and he's insecure to begin with already, so that's why he has to say all that shit.
Versus this other guy.
Okay, but so, like, why does he have to, like, be like that?
Because he's a baby. Because
he's insecure. He doesn't know what's going on.
He was 19, so it's like, he's not
gorgeous. As much as you say, like, he's a gorgeous person, he's probably not completely confident.
So that's what we're saying. Like, you
because most gorgeous.
So he's gonna talk. What was that? Please into the microphone.
He had a big dick, so okay, well, he could have been really like he had every right to be cocky and confident, but not. It could have been so better if he was respectful.
It was like a misdirection of cockiness.
No, it was like a high school cockiness. Like it's like, why are you still a freshman? Like, be a man and be cocky. Like, that's
because
hot.
Men don't turn into men until they're like fucking, I don't know, 40? 30. No, dude, once they're 30, true. That's when they're kind of like, that's okay, I kind of need to start getting my shit together.
Oh my god, let me use his fake Tinder name. Austin. I think Austin. You guys know Austin, right? Mm-hmm. His fake Tinder name?
That's why everybody that's older fucks better than younger.
Yes, Austin. Exactly. Oh my god, so I met this other guy named Austin on Tinder, right?
Austin? I don't remember Austin.
Okay,
I know. Austin.
Okay, so Austin, he was the perfect fuck. This is when you know you have the perfect fuck.
I know. When they text you
like, hey, let's link up. You link up, you fuck, you ask how you're doing, bye. And then bye. This guy would even take my car for oil changes. Like, what shout out. What? Shout out to Austin.
Who is Austin?
Bitch, daddy.
Who's... Oh, okay.
No, I didn't hear it.
I was like, who would take oil changes?
But you know what? Yudisa made a good point one time. She was like, it's because he had the same situation you did. So you guys.
Yeah, so he understood, but he was also fucking mature. Like, he was mature. He was mature.
But
more than anything, you were the submissive.
Oh, dude, anything he wanted, I did. He spit in my mouth.
And that's what matters.
Oh, my God. He spit in my mouth and made me suck him off.
When they're assertive like that,
that's what you have to fucking do.
You need to do that.
What a 20-year-old think of that? No.
What a little 20-year-old.
I'm not going to fucking think about that.
No, dumbass. No, but he fucked me really good the last time I lied. Like, I think.
Well, I mean, guy has to have some kind of real-world experience. I mean, like. He's gonna take your car to get fucking oil change. He knows that's
yeah, it's exactly.
That's
like, I want to suck your dick because you did that.
I want to
make
like,
out with your cum because you did that.
Imagine if you would have changed your windshield wipers. God damn.
God damn.
That's like mouthwash with the cum.
Literally. Oh my god, dude, he was
fucking
so,
rim job. I love
he was so yeah. experienced. Oh my god.
I swear.
I'm set it wrong.
But I mean, I don't know. I just. Like you said, going back to him, the 20-year-old, it's like...
Don't do that.
Yeah, like, you can be so fucking gorgeous to have a big dick, but you can honestly just ruin it by just saying one thing that's a turn-off.
No, and it's not even... It wasn't even that one thing that was a turn-off. It was just him. Like,
but just in general, him.
That's
yes, the way
he was.
And it was, like
that's literally
it's unattractive and a turn-off.
He would say things like... I'm like this because this is how I am. If people don't like it, so what? It's like, oh my god,
do you not know how many girls want me right now, but I'm here with you.
It's like, you know how many hot girls, you know how many threesomes you can have right now if you were not being this fucking annoying, but you want to be annoying, that's why you get, oh my god, whatever.
But yet the other guy you were with, how old was he?
Austin, he was 28. And I'm 23.
No,
so
I want to talk about the other one, the recent one.
My recent one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one?
That one, guys.
Which one?
Wait, you guys are to talk about yours because I'm sounding like a mad hoe right now.
Well, it's because you're the one with all the recent stories.
Yes. Oh my god. So let me note that I just got out of a long-term relationship, so I am spiraling a little bit.
It's not spiraling. Jeez. It's just, you know, the whoring around you need to do after
you
a relationship.
That's another thing I fucking hate.
It's
like, guys think
it's
that we're sluts. Yes.
No, it's not.
I hate that. Ray, it's true. Ray. I fucking hate that shit. Like,
what shit?
Like, we're guys. Tell him fucking buzz. I can't think right now. I fucking hate that shit. Like, girls.
How to reply to my face.
No, like, when we break up with someone, like, I was in a relationship for six. I was in a relationship with someone for 6 years. Afterwards.
Did you like my pasta?
Okay, dude.
Oh my god.
story. Sorry. Like, he's in the middle of the story.
After the 6 years, like, in general, just for any girl, you know, if you're in a relationship for someone that long, you honestly need to go and do your own thing and live your own life.
Yeah.
Basically, do your own hobbies.
5 years, too.
Yeah, do your own hobbies, do your own shit. And if you're going to go and part of your routine is fucking someone, I don't see how that's being a slut. Like, I really don't fucking see. Are you okay? I don't, it makes me so mad that guys think that, like, that it's slutty.
Well, it's not slutty. We're fixing it's the pieces you bitches broke.
You broke, yeah, Ray.
You left us. You left us. No, they didn't just leave us. They cheated on us.
If I may, like,
wait.
All your experiences that you're having, being in a long-term relationship, yeah, and then fucking all these, like, dudes and shit.
Okay, I didn't fuck a lot.
Bitch.
Okay, even if you fucked a lot of dudes.
Fucked a lot of dudes.
It doesn't even matter.
Does that make me a hoe?
Yeah. No, well, I'm saying this because I have women friends who have gone through the same thing, and they've done the exact same thing.
It's a stage, right? Okay, but my stage
that it's just us. Oh, it's you because you're the slut. You're the only one doing it. It's like,
bitch, well, maybe if you didn't leave me, I wouldn't have been such a whore.
I mean, there's no arguing with that, right?
But anyways,
what was our point about?
But there's nothing wrong with being a whore.
The next one, she wanted to talk about
sex work is a respectful business.
Oh. It is. Honestly, I respect sex workers wholeheartedly.
Bitch, they go hard.
No, and I don't judge them at all. They make their money because, you know, men want to sexualize women. Why not make money off of our sexualization?
Literally, that's why we have sugar daddies. Oh my God, our next topic should be sugar daddies. Sugar daddies are not bad to have. Anyway, so Charles, right?
If you know any Ray, let us know.
I've been telling you guys, let's go to bourbon.
I don't really care about like alcohol tabs. It's just like, will you pay for my college?
Will you pay my rent?
Will you pay for my college and like my rent and like take me on vacation? Like, okay, then I'm down.
Yeah, no, exactly.
At school. Can you edit that out?
40?
Can you edit that out?
So, you guys better say whole stories too, because I'm some.
I'll say my whole story after you say your whole story.
I'm marking everything on the timestamps, okay, so I can go and change.
So I met this. Okay, so I had Tinder for a while, right? It's on sleep mode right now.
Wait. What does that mean?
Sleep mode.
Sleep mode. I thought you said steep mode.
Sleep mode. Okay, it's asleep right now. So.
I'm sorry. I don't know Tinder.
I have enough right now to where I don't need it. So. I met this guy at school like a couple years ago. He was my TA. He was fucking cute. I had the biggest crush on him, but I was fucking ugly and fat. And I was basically
married.
You just
didn't married. Find yourself yet.
Bitch, you know I was fat and ugly. You Why are you lying? Not. She's my cousin, so she loves me, so she has to lie. Anyways,
love you.
And then I matched with him on Tinder this like a couple of weeks ago. Months ago, no. I should say months ago, right? Because weeks makes me sound like a whore. Can you edit that out?
Who cares?
I need to make sure your whoreishness comes out.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, I met him, right? And I matched with him on Tinder. And we hung out. Mm-hmm. So, Ray, tell me what you think of the situation. So, we're fucking, right? And it was really mm-hmm. good. Everything was going good. He ate me out like the best ever. He did everything correctly.
What did he do that was correctly, though? But, please explain.
Okay, we'll talk about pussy. Wait. We'll talk about pussy eating right now. Yeah.
We'll go into the do's and don'ts of pussy eating after the story.
Yes, okay, let me just say the story.
So, what if we forget?
No, we'll talk about it, bitch. We'll talk about it. I want to talk about it because I'm shit during pussy eating. Can you edit?
44.25. Got that.
I'm gonna put it in the microwave.
Okay, so anyways, Ray, tell me why what you think of this. So I don't know if he was doing it, right? But so we got in this really missionary position, like at the edge of my bed.
Boring. Continue.
No, it was hot because it was at the edge of my bed. So
oh,
my
the edge. I'm sorry.
Okay,
missionary can be hot at times if you
do it the right
way.
If you do it the right way.
Oh, okay.
He was angled and I was like off my bed a little bit. So he was basically, he had my weight on his arms. Right. Yeah, basically. So that missionary position is the best, right? Because he's getting the clit. Like, he's hitting the clit.
How?
So, fuck, I wish I could give you guys a visual representation, but I can't. So, I can give you one, though. So, he stood up. Let me get the mic. So, he stood up, and I was over here in front of him, mm-hmm. right? And he put his arm in his back, and he was, like this, right? Like doing me, and I can't get past the image of him maybe fingering his own asshole.
Oh, okay. So, oh my God.
So what is your intake on that?
Maybe he was.
Oh wait, if he was it a bad thing? Like, I thought it was kind of weird.
No, I'm not interested in that. I mean, that was too kinky for me. What is the instance? Why?
It's exactly that. I like getting my ass fingered, but I don't know. Like,
well, the thing is, like, for instance, if you're some dude's fingering his own asshole, like he's trying to stimulate the prostate.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I was still fucking.
He's trying to get the best out of the experience.
Wrong with that. After.
Let me ask you. Like, I mean, have you ever been double penetrated? Like,
oh no. Yeah, but not like not two dicks.
I mean, a dildo.
But... like, I've had a threesome, but not with two dicks.
Okay, no, I'm just saying, like,
one
dick and a dildo.
Well,
like,
no, it was a dildo, but a vibrator, so it was smaller than a dildo in my asshole, and then a dick in my vagina.
Yeah. Okay, well, well, can I ask you, I mean, how did that feel?
I was amazing. Well, like,
same thing with a dude.
Hallelujah.
Honestly, no, I feel honestly, like if you're feeling an experience to the ultimate, it's going to be...
Okay, yes.
Almost spiritual.
Okay. I was telling them, like, you know, it was fine.
Yeah, like, if you do that, that's fine.
It was just like, you know, like...
I'm not into that.
He probably had his thumb right up his fucking ass and was pressing down.
And I was trying to look, but I was, like, also, like, trying not to get turned off. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to ignore the fact that you may be fingering your asshole right now, but... And I grabbed his balls to try to feel his hands, but they weren't anywhere near there. So I was like...
I feel like that... I wish there was an audio representation of that facial expression.
Literally.
Like, I just feel like because he did that, that just means that he's just kinky.
Wait, and that's so fine. Was Austin,
that's
but
really fucking fine.
It is fine, you know, but it's like, you know, like,
but I'm not into that. Like, for me, I'm not fucking into that. Do that to me instead of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, that's basically.
Okay, what I'm like, if you want to do it to yourself and to me at the same time, by all means.
Well, I mean, how is the fact of like maybe
what, my asshole,
what if the guy wants to put a fucking vibrator up his ass?
That's too much.
Yeah, that's weird.
Really? Why?
Exactly. Why? Why can't we do it, but not that?
I don't know. I guess because, like...
Pause.
I mean, I get, mm-hmm. like, I get, like, what she's saying.
Yeah.
Like, I get what you're saying.
Well, can I just say something? What if you don't see it? What if he has a butt plug up his ass?
And he's honestly, like, that would have been a little hot, but, like, can it be up my ass instead?
What if you had both a butt plug up both your asses?
Ooh, I don't know. You know what's hot? My ex-fuck buddy, Austin, he bought us vibrating toys where he had the control.
Like all three of you?
No, me. Okay. I wish I tried to share him with them, but they didn't want him. I was like, guys, you guys need to fuck him. Like, he will rock your world.
Ray, I haven't had sex with anyone in 2 years, but that's because that's
our my... Our pussy mad tight.
Yeah. My decision. I don't want anyone right now.
That's fine.
Yeah, of course. I don't want anyone right now. That's I don't want anyone touching me, looking at me, breathing hilarious. On me. I don't want fucking no one.
You know what? Next
because
time,
no one fucking deserves
next time we do
me
this,
right
I'll
now.
Make sure you all have headphones so you can just hear what's going on in these headphones.
Really? Right. Why is it a lot of shit?
No. It's just because, I mean, you're more aware of who's speaking if you hear it directly in your fucking ears, and you can hear everyone's nuances going on.
Is it annoying?
No, it's hilarious. Is what it is.
Oh, okay.
No, but like in general, because I love being single. I fucking love it because I can do whatever the fuck I want.
But you want to just fuck?
I would, but right now I don't.
Okay.
Look, for example, there's this one guy mm-hmm. that I was friends with benefits for like maybe 5 years ago.
I thought you were going to talk about your
before my ex. You remember the one that was there at the cafe, him. So
the Starbucks cafe.
Yes, the Starbucks guy cafe. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Actually, I passed by. I don't know if I told you or I told you to say. When I passed by, he was going like this.
Oh my god! Of course.
And she was doing like
flexing
she was doing this thing,
shit.
And oh he was just god. Like, oh, he was flexing his arm and shit.
Like,
I was
no,
like,
I'm fucking hot. Like, yeah, you know what, you fucking are. But fucking I mean, I still don't want to fuck you though. And like. It was to a point like we were sexting and stuff, and the thing is like I have history with him, I do, mm-hmm. and like it got to a point where I don't know what happened. Like we were talking, we broke up like 2 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And time passed, and that's when I started, like, you know, I want to be with someone, but, like, just fuck buddies. And then something had happened with him. I'm not going to say out of respect, though, that mm-hmm. something happened to him. And we just met at the perfect time again. And we were like, you know what? We used to be, like, friends with benefits. Why don't we try it again? And we did try it, and it was fucking fun. But then it got to the day where, like, he did want to, like, I guess do stuff, and I didn't want to. I don't know why. And he was fucking hot. Like, he was hot. But just something in me, like, I didn't want to. Like, I don't know what that could be.
Okay, the do's and don'ts in a sexual relationship. If a girl tells you that you're... Literally, the first time I had sex with this guy, I told him.
It was good, though.
Yeah, it was right? good. He had a big-ass dick, dude. I was like, damn. A big dick. Like,
look at you, Lisa. I love how she's just like...
She's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, I'm with it. But, yeah. Okay, so the first time we had sex, I told him, you know... He asked me what you're looking for. Bitch, you found me on Tinder. What do you think?
Looking for?
What do you think?
Tinder stuff.
Like, to fuck. What else?
Is it really?
Dude, yes! What else is it for?
Is that to meet someone? To, like, in a relationship?
Hell, dude, I would never marry anyone on Tinder. I'm just trying to fuck. If you see me on Tinder, I'm just trying to fuck. Like, that's it. Like,
that's it. No, straight up, why lie? Like,
why lie? Wait, thank you. Thank
they
you.
Want me to sign up for Tinder.
So... So, okay, so, bitch, you signed up for another
She met her doctor through there?
I met the doctor through there, dude. He's hella hot.
You know, but you know what I signed up
and
for.
And I met Austin arrangements. Through there. Austin. And then, Ray.
Honestly, Ray, if you were a girl, would you get have a sugar daddy? Like a doctor sugar
don't
daddy?
Lie.
Or
a doctor.
Yeah, I don't want to work.
Of course.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
I would assume you, like, use what you got to get what you need. So.
Until you get to where you need to be, right?
Exactly.
Like, if you're done like, and if you're both getting something out of it, then it's not even, like,
and
then morally wrong.
That brings me to my story about
and then
my sugar daddy.
Hold on.
Oh, my God, your regular was,
at
like,
work.
Hold on.
You're friends with Nikki, right? What's your
wait, what?
Name?
What?
She told you that, bitch.
Oh, wait.
Hold on. Okay, remember that. I did not know that.
He was like,
tell me that.
He was like, what's your full name? You helped me so much today. You're friends with Nikki, right? And I was like, damn. This nigga would hit anything.
Oh,
that's not his wife.
It's 545. Like,
dude.
Okay, so.
Okay, sorry. And then?
Wait, guys with married.
Which story
guys
was
that
saying?
Are married don't care.
They don't say.
They don't care.
You were talking about this douchebag Ray character.
Ray.
No,
not this Ray. Not this Ray. Not this Ray.
Okay, and then I'm sorry.
Ray, what was I saying, though? What was the
that
point?
You had sex with him. He had a big
oh, okay, not having feelings. Okay. So the first time we linked up, he was cool, right? We went out to a bar, we got drunk, we fucked. And he asked me what I was looking for, and I was like, nothing. Like, you know, like, I just got out of a relationship. I don't want anything.
Duh.
This is all I want. Like, you know, that's it. And he agreed. He was like, okay, cool. You're cool. I'm cool. Like, let's just hang out and, you know, fucking that's cool. And so he would invite me places, and I would go with him because, you know, I thought I made it clear enough to we're not going to be
that,
anything more.
Mm.
Plus, I would always use my biggest boner crusher, which is my baby right there. Like, oh. I would always say, like, you know, why do you want baggage? Like, I would always say, like, oh, I have a lot of drama. Like, why do you want baggage with me? You know, blah, blah. And so, and he would be like, yeah, you know, like, just fine, whatever. And then after a couple link ups, he started talking, like, he started texting me every day, all day. And that shit was fucking annoying. It's like, I don't want to be mean, but I also don't want to text you right now. Like, you know, if you're not horny and I'm not horny, don't
do you remember the time that he spent the night at your house? Get the fuck
okay,
out.
So this one time, I didn't sleep, dude.
I know, what the fuck are you doing here?
Literally. So this one night, he was like, hey, I want to go over. And I was drunk and horny. So I was like, yeah, come over. And he fucking spent the night. I was
what
like,
an asshole, right?
I was like, you like need an Uber?
Wait,
where
is he on your couch or?
No, on my bed. He had the balls to sleep on my bed. And then I was like, what time do you have to go home? And he was like, oh, well, I don't work till 8. I was like, well, what's fucking 4? Like, are you sure you don't want to get some sleep? Like, bitch, leave. And then... and ASMR.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm sorry.
Hey, word. I'll make sure and tag that in the blog post about the ASMR food eating.
Yeah, a little bit is in that. I'm sorry. I'm trying to, like, remember.
I forgot my point in the story. But anyways, it doesn't... Okay. And then this one time I went out with my friends.
No, the don'ts is basically
wait.
Don't fucking sleep over. Get the fuck
out. No, don't catch feelings. When
yes, exactly.
Oh, my
don't
God. And then this one time I was at his house and my Tinder went off. And he was like,
oh
wow, you still have a Tinder? Bitch, yes. What do you mean if I still have a Tinder? Like, who are you? And then this other time, I was at a friend's hangout. And I was with my boner crusher. And I was like, you know, I'm with my boner crusher. Like, are you really, do you really want to come? I was like, you know, I'm with my boner crusher. And when I'm with my boner crusher, that's it. He has my 100% attention. Don't talk to me. I'm not a hoe right now. I'm a full out boner crusher assistant, you know, whatever. So like, don't talk to me. He was like, well, I can take you both home.
Oh, what?
No. Throw up. I did tell you I was at Bianca's. And I told you that he was so terco and wanting to pick both of us up.
What the fuck?
And I was like, dude, no. I was like, no. Like, ew, that's gross. Like, I don't want you to meet this person. Away. Like, you're... Time out. Oh,
thank you.
And, yeah. So don't do that. Can you say that? Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Say, don't.
I remember, like, when she would...
Remember when I had to cut him off because he would start fighting with me. Oh, you want me to wait for the podcast?
Yeah. My buzz is going away.
Bitch, I got you.
Girl, how many plates have you had?
I think it's my third one.
Chug it.
I know, I'm not going to eat anymore because I want to get a buzz. Thank you. Okay, continue.
Oh.
My pasta was super good, right?
It's really good, yes.
Okay, so... And this guy had a big dick, so it was really hard to let him go. I had to cut him off because he started to catch feelings. And he told me. He admitted it to me. He was like, it's because I like you and I think you're really cool and I want to see where things go with you. And I was like, bro, you could have the best of both worlds. Like, I could literally fuck you whenever you want. And not like you. Like,
isn't that what guys like, want?
Don't you want don't that you from me?
Yeah, exactly.
I would say so, yes.
And then
he wanted to like me. And I was like, oh my. And I would tell him, like, you know, like, I just got out of a relationship. And I would lie and be like, you know, he's psycho. What if he finds out? Like,
but that's not a lie, though. Like, well, he is psycho.
Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, I would over-exaggerate my situation so he could be like, damn, baggage. Like, I don't want that. And he wanted it. And I was like, oh my God. And I just had to stop talking to him. So don't be the guy that falls for the girl that told you that she just wants to fuck you.
Take the gift that's been given to you.
What?
The gift that's been given to you. Yeah, perfectly.
That's a fucking gift.
Oh, okay, I get you.
I don't know.
I mean, honestly.
I was about to ask Ray a question.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, what is your opinion on monogamy?
That's hot.
What if you had a girlfriend? Okay, with Paris you know Hilton. That she's like down to fuck. Like, mm-hmm. Would you catch feelings, or you would be like, okay,
like, do
fine.
You think monogamy?
I'm down for this.
Would it be hard for you not to catch feelings for
if I may give a history on that, I've only been in two relationships in my entire life.
Oh, Ray.
But. Those are not the women I've had sex with, though.
Okay. Right, did you catch feelings for the women?
Well, yeah, that's like all of us, though.
As a matter of fact.
But was it hard for you not to?
No, because I've had many women catch feelings for me.
Oh! Hi!
And the only reason I say that is because, like, there was a woman who offered to, like, me to move in with her, and she'll pay my bills. And I was like,
he said no, guys. I said no because
I couldn't do that. I feel that was wrong.
You're hella
really? Why?
That's so sweet of you.
Because she was a nice person. I didn't want to take advantage of the whole situation.
Well, it's not taking advantage if they're willing.
Yeah, but I think she wouldn't
feel right doing it.
I wouldn't feel right doing it, though.
No, I get it.
I mean, I'll bust in her face, but I won't take her money.
Dude, okay, yes.
I want someone to bust in my face, and I want to take his money.
That's true. Fuck yeah.
Same.
Like, bust in my face, but can I take your money?
But see, that's the opposite.
So you wouldn't do that.
What? I
personally wouldn't do that, no.
You're crazy.
I don't catch feelings for most people.
That you fuck?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, almost.
No.
So you do the friends with benefit thing or no?
Yes. But the situation that I've had before I came down here is that that person wanted to be in a relationship with me. And I said no. But she still kept coming around.
To fuck?
Yeah.
And you still fucked?
Well, yeah.
You confused her because she told you after the fact.
No, I go. This is exactly what I told her. I go.
Did you tell her I'm only gonna fuck you? No, I don't like you.
This is what I said. I go. I don't want to be in a relationship. And if you want to be just friends and not mess around anymore, that is totally fine. I go, but it's up to you what you want to do as far as that is concerned.
I try not to let go of the pussy. That's what you're doing. You were totally not going. You were going around it. Yeah. You were sending mixed signals.
No, I'm just telling her I don't want to be in a relationship.
But I mean, you were straight up with her.
No, not really, because you didn't say.
I said.
Well, because then why did you fuck her again?
Because she kept coming around. Okay, she was always, let me bring you soup. Let me bring you medicine. You know, like there was one time I was sick and she was like, let me go
suck your dick.
What? Would she do that after the soup?
Would she suck your dick after the soup? Damn, that's hot.
She wanted it all.
Yes.
Wow.
And I kept telling her, I was like, I'm not gonna give any
emotions.
But it's because
she wanted a relationship with you, right? Well, yeah, he really didn't do anything wrong. He should have said, you know what?
If it's a consensual thing, then fine. I'm pretty faithful to a person.
So you're okay with...
I'm fine with monogamy, but if you're both consenting to doing that.
Okay.
No, your personal opinion.
Oh, I mean, do what you want, man. I mean, you only have one life, so fuck away.
Fuck it. I feel like it's so hard to be in a relationship.
I mean, it's fine to be in a relationship. I'm totally fine with that. I mean,
I feel like it gets boring, don't you think?
Well, I mean, it just depends on who you're with.
Yes, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure?
Girl, look what happened to me.
With my person that I was committed to.
Bitch.
She was.
The bitch.
The bitch. She was. Bitch ass.
She was like messing around with some other girl, too.
Bitch.
Yeah. And I kind of encouraged them. I'm sorry.
You did?
I did encourage them.
Give me a
bitch. And then it just happened and you were like, fucking shit.
No, that wasn't the reason why it shit ended, you know.
He's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, man. What the fuck y'all doing talking?
Okay, sorry, go. All right,
go.
I thought
so
I was
the
done.
Bitch.
Oh, you're done?
Oh,
sorry. I don't even know.
Oh, no, I was just telling her, I go, one, she was going out with some other girl, too, like... And I was encouraged. I was like, if you want to do that, then by all means, like, go fuck.
That's hot, dude. I need a man.
In a relationship that a guy lets you do whatever the fuck you want to do is hot.
Like, can you not do whatever you want to do, but can I do whatever I want to do?
Well, see, the thing is, like, she was jealous.
No, but if my boyfriend wants to bring a hot girl over, like, can I, like, as long as we both get to fuck her, I'm with it.
I mean, if y'all both get these pussies.
But she would have to be a stranger. It couldn't be someone that you know that you're friends with.
I mean, I don't think I would mind.
Why can't people just be cool?
That'd be weird for me. I can't do a fucking threesome. Hell no.
Because of, like,
I think threesomes are fun.
They are, but I think you'd have to be with a stranger, not with someone that I know.
I don't know, dude.
Like in Gossip Girl, that scene with
Hillary Duff. Oh my god, that was fucking... Wait, but Dan and Vanessa weren't strangers, dude.
That's why.
And that's why it was weird between all of them. No, they weren't strangers. Only Dan and the blonde girl were strangers. Everybody else wasn't strangers.
Threesomes are hot.
Remember Hillary Duff's
orgies are hot.
Listen, I remember.
I wish we could all just like comfortably have consensual sex together.
Literally, like, can we like I don't know. Like, that's why I wanted you guys to fuck Dylan, dude. I really wanted
to. I'd be down to fuck Dylan.
Who cares?
I'm taking
a lot. Yeah. The timestamp passed. I don't know what you said.
No, it was Hillary Duff with Dan, and Dan knew Vanessa. They all knew each other.
Hillary Duff knew Vanessa too.
Yeah, that's why I think it was weird. And that's why it ended up being weird in the episode for them. They ended up breaking up because she's like, you have feelings for Vanessa. I could see, and blah, blah, blah. And they messed up everything.
Well, that's fucking weird, but I'm talking about just
sex. It is weird. It is weird. So, like, I feel like for threesomes, I wouldn't want to do that. Fuck with someone that
I think you had brought up a point earlier regarding the do's and don'ts of eating pussy.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, let's talk about that. So don't fucking bite.
It's not a sandwich.
Like, well, not too much, just nibble.
Okay,
nibble,
well, bite. The rebound that I was with, the one I was talking about earlier, he knew how to do it really good.
Oh dude,
he did, but it was so ugly, so I couldn't pass that.
If you can eat good pussy, you are a 10. Even if you're a -2,
and pick up
10.
And pick up the lips too.
Pick
them up, not just like blah, blah, blah. Yeah, exactly.
Stretch them out and lick the clit. Yes. Oh my god, finger the hole in the pussy, like, oh my, both holes.
Guys can't even find it though. That's the thing, they can't.
Yeah, they can. It's just hard for them.
Hey,
like,
and that's why some.
That's not every dude though.
Some can, yeah. Some really can, like, yeah. Really can, like, you feel it right there and you're just like, what the fuck. Like sometimes while
your eyes get watery.
My eyes get watery when I'm really horny and they're like doing it really good. I'm like, what the fuck, I'm about to cry. Like, I swear.
I don't know.
So you're squirting from your eyes?
Yeah. I don't know. Yes, exactly, because I've never squirted from my clit that I know of.
I've never squirted either. I've never squirted. No,
that I know of.
Have you guys ever orgasmed? Yeah. I've never orgasmed.
What do you mean, dude? Jesus Everybody orgasms. Yes, you have.
How do you know? I've came. I know I've come.
Well, that's the same thing.
No, it's not. Yes, it is. It's not the same thing.
Yes, it is.
An orgasm is not the same thing
as coming. As coming, yes, it is.
Dude,
what's the difference?
Coming is just coming. You can come when you masturbate, but orgasm is different. It's like I don't know. It's like a twitching.
It's literally, it's the same thing. Like, there's different levels to coming, but it's the all the same thing.
But the ultimate level is an orgasm. I've never had an orgasm.
It's the same thing, dude.
I don't know, because I feel like I could come.
I feel like you're confused about what an orgasm is.
You are. Why? Because you are.
With my vibrator, there's a point to where I'm like going crazy towards the end, and I feel like that's an orgasm.
Honestly, the shower head is the only thing that makes me feel crazy. And with the shower head, I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, like, fuck, I feel like I'm twitching. But without it, I still feel like I'm coming, but it's just not as intense.
The only part I get intense, like, orgasm feelings, like, I don't even think it's an orgasm. I swear I think I'm coming. Is when you're riding the dick and you have full control of what part of the clit the dick's hitting you.
I want to, like, I want to ride someone while spelling that word coconut.
Right? Like, I know. I was like,
C-O-N.
No, C-O-C.
Wait, C-O.
No, did you see?
Wait.
Did you see the tweet of?
O
I spoke coconut. You spoke pineapple. Rupee Ikara. We make a piña colada. You rupee Ikara.
Damn, that's hot.
So that's it's called coconut fucking.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. All right, I wrote that down.
Yes, a girl apparently, because like it's
honestly,
all over
that
Twitter.
Does seem hot though, because it's like C.
Yes, you have to move your waist. Apparently, you have to spell the word coconut with your waist.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
You better, you better hope someone knows how to spell.
That's a thing.
Like, there's this girl on Twitter.
She's like, hold on, T.
No, this girl on Twitter. She made me fucking laugh because she put, if the guy fucking asks me what the fuck I'm doing, that's it, I'm done. Because like, it's true. Like if they do that,
can I pick at yours? I don't want it. But I just want to pick at it. But I don't.
What happened?
Well, I'm like, you want to help me kill this?
Oh, sure.
Because I'm not going to eat it all.
I got food. But my buzz is going away.
Oh, bitch. Well, dude, you haven't took your vodka. And you keep eating. You know what position is so underrated?
Missionary with your legs closed.
Dude. Or doggy style with your legs closed.
I love doggy style.
Oh my god. But doggy style with your legs closed, when like when you're just bent over and your legs are seriously tightly closed. Like it like hits a certain area of your clit.
There's a position I like, like laying down and you bring your legs up like this. Wait, how can I?
They can't see you.
Like this?
The podcast can't see you.
Well, Ray can see. Like this, and then you have to like that.
I think that's called a wheelbarrow.
I've never done that before.
Bitch, I showed you that last time.
Yes, I did.
What the look, you said, come. Look, like this. Like, it's like kind of like doggy style, but it's like this, and then I pick up my legs like this. And
oh, okay.
That's the wheel. I think that's the wheelbarrow, right?
Someone like that. Oh, I can do that too.
I can do that.
Yes, I can do that too.
You hold your own legs,
like being on top of them.
Yeah,
that'd be hot.
Dude,
I should
that's
try
like
that.
Starship kind of shit. Like I don't know.
Starship. I should try that. That was hot, right?
It was.
Yeah, like
that's fucking hilarious.
It was super. Yeah, it's hilarious.
See, girls wanted like that, but we guys think that we wanted basic. Yeah.
Guys think they want we want love. What the fuck?
Well, I need our listeners out there to know that love is not the answer.
Love is not the answer.
Sex is.
We want
you to get. We want you to penetrate our vaginas.
I want to make.
We want
to
be
choke her, slap her, bust the interface.
Make us black out.
Bust in my face, but oh my! I love when guys come. Oh my god, coming on my face is like the ultimate turn on for me. Like. I'd rather them come all over my face than in my mouth.
I don't mind swallowing. If they'd rather it be swallowed, I'm like, then
oh, but it's like, whatever, come on my face and make it dirty instead. Or, I don't know.
The thing, no, what you say right there, I feel like I have to do that with someone that, like, makes me want to do that, not just anybody.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm so high in my standards that I'm like, you how do you say it? Like, I'm not trying to sound cocky, but like, you don't deserve me to suck your dick. That's what I kind of mean. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. If you have a nice dick, I'm going to suck it.
Oh my God. Like, I don't know. It's because some of it tastes kind of gross.
I mean, if it smells,
it just depends on their diet. They need a clean.
Like, if they're not dick, if they're not good in their like maintenance and wellness, it's like, dude, obviously.
That's another don't.
Honestly,
that's another
I hate
don't.
When I swallow and it's salty cum.
Like, or when it's thick. It's thick and warm.
Stop. And then it feels like you're swallowing an oyster.
Oh, dude, that was my trainer's.
Can I ask you a question? Like, thick and warm, what is not...
Okay, because there's different types of cums. Like, there's some that just don't taste like nothing. Like, it's like, I can swallow you. Like, damn.
Like, did you even cum? Like, honestly.
Like, I'll swallow it.
I spit?
But there's some that are really thick.
I can swallow this caravan of children. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. But there are some where it's like, damn, these are obese-ass babies.
That's funny, dude.
Literally, like it's like, damn, this comes really thick and really warm. Like,
okay. Oh, the pussy's spinning the deep. Yeah.
Yes, I love it. Did you see that?
She's masturbating.
Oh, okay.
Her shirt's so cute. Because the pussy's spinning the, you know, she's like,
she's spinning.
Oh, yeah. Meow, meow.
You're referring to a pussy cat on a shirt that is DJing.
That's really cute.
On her vagina.
No, like... Like you were saying, like, that's a lot of the don'ts that
don't,
we just said.
Don't come in my mouth if you know your fucking cum's hella.
They're not gonna.
No, you know what I fucking hate when a guy, like, if I'm sucking dick and he's like doing this with.
Oh, I love that.
I don't like that.
It depends how.
Exactly. I was about to say it depends how they do it.
Wouldn't it be like your choice to swallow?
Yeah.
Cum? What I mean,
no.
The majority of the guys want you to do it.
I don't know, because sometimes if it's by surprise, kind of hot.
But what if they tell you ahead of time?
That's hot too.
Yeah.
But then that's, I don't know, you have like a window to be like, well, just come on my face.
Well, I would say if they tell you that they're going to come and then you just like ignore that fact, but you heard it, that's also very
that's
nice.
That's hot though, when a guy tells you that, like, oh, I'm about to
well,
come.
I'm just telling like, tell you right
I
now.
When please like, tell oh, me. I'm going to come. It's yes. Like, it's like, oh, really?
Yes,
like,
I'll mouthwash with it. It's okay. It's okay. And I'll spit all over my teeth.
Well, if I came already, if not, I'm like, hold the fuck up, bitch.
Straight up. Oh, my God. Hold next on. Topic.
Cap that shit.
Don't fucking cap come shit. In 2 minutes. Or just don't fuck.
Like, it's understandable, you
no,
know?
No, it's not. It's not, so, it's disrespectful.
It's not.
Have you
it's
seen American Pie? It's really hard to have control of your dick.
Guys are lying as dumbasses when they say they can't hold their cum. They can. They can.
Yeah, they can.
They can.
My ex
so
did,
when they fucking
it.
Cum, it's just their fucking pussies. And they can't last.
Like with my rebound. Like, I fucking hated telling him, like, just choke me, do this. No, I can't do that because then I'll come. Like, are you fucking serious? Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I don't fucking want you then.
We don't have dicks, dude. We don't know.
Bitch, but we have vaginas. If we can hold our cum, what? After I come, I'm done too, right? But I at least wait till my partner is already going to climax too.
It's and different. No, dicks are different.
I would say there's a point in time where the guy needs to have control over the fact of whether...
Can a guy control their cum? Don't
I think
lie.
They cum.
Well,
don't lie. Can they cum? They look, can.
Don't
if,
lie.
If you're like getting to a point where you know you might cum...
Can they control it?
Dude, not necessarily control it. What you do is stop fucking and do something else.
Which I understand.
There we go.
And I'm not saying do something else like play cards or some shit.
You can make out at that point.
Or go back to eating the pussy or something.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But
I'm saying like,
look, that's mature. That's a fucking older,
but a
mature
little
guy
bitch
thinking that.
Is gonna be like, oh,
I can't. Like. It's true.
Look,
like,
I'm
right.
Well, but what I'm saying is that, like, I mean, because, like, it's if you're gonna come, it's gonna happen, right? Regardless, not you all, the dude. They're going to bust nut. I mean, they can go in the fucking restroom and bust nut in like 5 minutes. No problem, you know? It doesn't take much.
And then come back and fuck you.
Well, not
no,
even that.
Some
I mean, they may or may not.
I like
I'm just saying. I'm saying
oh, my God. If you can last more than one
yes,
round.
I like 3 rounds.
I'm saying it's like if the guy is gonna about to come and he pulls out and he starts eating your pussies because he's trying to hold off.
That's so sweet. Oh, that's so sweet.
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
It's like, wow, you're really gonna hold your like, and eat my pussy on your waist.
That's awesome. See, but not a lot of guys think like that. Unlike my fucking rebound.
No, I'm just saying, like, at some point or another, that's a learning experience that you get, you know? If you want to last longer, you want to, like, do that. Because, I mean...
To all the guys that are listening that are probably, like, 20, 21, yes.
Yes, we like being
fucked. Please just do that.
I mean, like, do more foreplay and, like, hold off on the fucking...
No, that's dude. I love foreplay.
Me too.
What's I can last in foreplay for, like, a...
Have you ever seen the movie Don John?
No. Don Is that the one Joseph Gordon-Levitt too?
And oh, yes, I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen
that. Yeah, I think that's really how a lot of guys are today. Like, they're just having sex with themselves pretty much, and they care no...
Why? What happens in the movie?
He just doesn't care at all for the girl's orgasm.
Yeah, are you looking at
So when he's dating Scarlett Johansson, it doesn't get him off as good as masturbating to porn. And it's like, what the fuck? She's so hot. Why can't I get off to her the way I get off to porn? So then he starts fucking an older lady, and the older lady tells him, it's because when you're having sex, it's just about you, and when it's about you, it's not a full experience. But when you're actually having sex, trying to make somebody else also like reach the ultimate, then that's when it becomes better, and that's when it's more like fulfilling. So when you start and try to satisfy the girl, that's when it's gonna feel better for you. Like you're
because you're both being
because you're basically just fucking you're turning on that, like you're just pile driving her, and like what the fuck is she getting? Nothing.
And that's another thing too. Like it's such a turn on when you know you're turning on the guy. Like you know it's like working. Like.
Dude, I think
I mean I don't know if women some guys I would imagine older guys in this case really like going down on women.
Really?
I would hope so.
I would
because
hope
fucking
so.
20 year olds
older
do
guys
that.
Do you say?
Yeah.
Well, I can't say for sure. I'm just talking again.
No, from honestly, people
that,
I think,
from, I say yeah. for myself and people that I know,
think,
like that's like the main thing.
Do you think it's because
like
the
doing.
Older we get, the more natural sex becomes to us?
Honestly, like, though, I think that older men give better sex and
they
eat better
do.
Pussy than
they
guys
do.
Are
like,
age.
I
that's why we fuck around more.
Okay,
with
maybe
guys that are not
it's because older guys are givers than
exactly
younger girls, especially to younger
fuckers.
It gives an older guy more pleasure to make. Make
does,
you come then
that's
to
because younger
like
guys
that.
Are more selfish.
Yeah, I mean they're mostly thinking about their boners necessarily. I would imagine an older guy is not thinking with his boner; he's just thinking like, "I want to make her come."
So. Yeah, exactly. Like Pornhub, that's one of my searches: is older guys and young girls.
Dude, same.
Mine
it's
honestly is
mine
amateur
crazy.
Threesomes. Amateur threesomes is like
mine's
my number
bang
one.
And the old.
I don't even
want to
say mine because they're specific.
My other one
that.
Is forced.
So just
Twilight.
Say you
know.
Like I'm
no like. Is it like?
Minus forced.
No, you
so forced threesome.
All of you would.
I thought you said forced threesome.
It is forced.
No, like fucking threesomes in the forest or something. Like some kind of like that's Robin Hood, dude. Like Robin
under
Hood for role play shit or something.
Under the moon. Yes.
I mean, I'm down if they are.
No, but that is one of my things, and this is why one of my. One of the regulars at work. That's why I'm
dude.
Down.
Yeah, and he fucking was like, "Oh, what's your name?"
Ray.
Like,
yes, have I told
friend.
You about him?
Who? He was all like that too, and I was like, "Damn, dude, you'd fuck anyone that's not your wife."
Exactly.
Like, dude, anyone that's not fucking
there's
their
a
wife
regular
fuck
at work
that's not
and
their wife.
He's like 45, 46.
I think you told me about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, and like he's married and stuff. I feel bad, but he's always going to visit, like to visit me. And he's bought me stuff from Korea and everything.
Oh, really?
Yes. But obviously, I'm going to feel so fucking bad because he's married. So I would never do
well, that's,
that.
I mean.
I know that's on him, obviously, yeah. But I would, I don't know, I would feel bad. I can't do that. But my point is, I found that attractive. Like when an older man. Is like hitting on.
I don't know. Why
but when
so
are you gonna
attractive?
Find older man?
I
that's
love the idea
not
of it,
dude. But that's hot.
It is hot.
It's like, why are you married?
Why are you married?
I'm still gonna fuck both.
Don't talk about this here, dude. We're gonna sound like fucking straight up hoes. But why?
No,
like,
okay, but why no, okay, like that guy from my gym. The one
yes,
that busted
I know.
Out his dick pic.
Yes, I know. It's
okay, so
he's
I was
married, by the way,
out.
With kids.
He's married with kids, and I specifically
why
picked him to work out with because I was like, you know
they
what? I'm not going to get attracted to him. He's older. He's not that cute. He's married. He's got kids, you know? You know, when you hang out with someone, like, the things change,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
And so that's what would happen. Like, we'd started joking around with each other a lot, and then one day he had the confidence to show me his dick pic. And I was really...
Was this while you were all training?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's
literally. I was like,
that's
the
so ballsy,
balls,
right?
The balls. I was like,
man. The
was
balls
like,
that you have.
I was like, wow. Like,
he was probably like, all that adrenaline's already going. Let me just.
Can I ask, how did he bring that up? Did he just like take out?
Exactly.
His phone?
So
like,
we were talking.
You know, you're
about,
like, he's like, no, I've been working out. Check this out.
No, literally. No, okay, so what happened was we were doing a butt workout and he was talking about how
did he say is like, you know what fit well in there? This.
No.
Okay, continue.
So he was being a little professional, okay? He was talking about how this certain butt workout would help me get my glutes, whatever, on what I want them to be, right? Right? Wait, he was being serious, okay. Right? Because it really did. I was sore the next day. Yeah. And like, side note, I was really sore the next day, okay, guys?
He's really good at his job.
Of course. And then?
So then, he started talking about that, right? And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. And then he was like, where did you say you lived at? Because before this workout, I had fucking fainted at our last workout because I hadn't eaten and I was really out of it a little bit and I was kind of high and I just kind of fainted and like I was like, I can't go on, right?
Bless you.
And he made a little comment about carrying me to my apartment and I was like, oh, like, yeah, you can, right? But I was being a hoe too, right? Whatever. But it was innocently flirting. Okay. You know when you try to pass time so you flirt with people?
Yes, because like us, we're bored and we flirt.
Yeah,
with people.
I flirt with everyone.
I flirt with the fucking floor.
The cooks at my work are always telling me shit, and I'm like, dude, damn.
Like, you wanna fuck? Like,
I want you nothing, but I'll respond to you.
But are okay, you like, so damn, yes. You turned that steak upside down so hot.
No, it's
because
the cooks at work are like, hey, mommy, like, real ghetto. And I'm like, oh, dude.
And you're like, give me French fries, please.
Yes.
Bitch, I was like that, too.
Like, can I have a honey cheese?
You flirt with, like, to get food and...
Wow. Okay, so yes, thank you. Noted. So that's the point, right? We flirt to get time passed. Yeah. So I would flirt with
him. It doesn't mean we have feelings. It means fucking nothing. Like
nothing.
It does not mean nothing.
It wasn't even like I want to fuck. It was just like, damn, we're flirting.
I'm fucking
bored
and
right?
Hungry. So
the time passed, and then he was like, he brought that comment up again, how he wanted to take me to my apartment, and I was like, oh yeah, but you owe me a bottle of vodka, because he owed me a bottle of vodka too, right? And me too, being a hoe, right? I was flirting, but dude, but then he goes, I have a picture I want to show you, and I literally, on fucking the universe, bitch, on God, if you're real, like, I didn't think this guy was going to bust out his dick, so I was like, oh, okay, like, maybe he's going to show me a picture of his kid, or like, something, like, he wants to show me, or something, right? And then he just goes, look. And it was a picture of him smiling with this angle, with his dick popped out.
And he's married.
And he was just smiling. I was like,
wow, his face wasn't into
you. You were like, probably. Like,
no,
like
dude,
trying to look.
I literally got so red because I was a little
was
shocked.
Was it big? Was it
yeah,
big?
Yeah, it was big. But yes, I was a little did. Shocked.
Huh? But why were you shocked?
Because I really didn't expect to see his dick.
Are you
like,
okay?
I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. But. Yeah.
Did you literally respond? Oh my God.
No, yeah, I did. I was like, oh my God.
She did. I asked her that too. I was
no,
like,
no. I mean, did you say it in that tone?
No, okay. I was just like, oh my God.
You go, oh my God.
I was just like, oh, I grabbed this phone. I was like, oh my God. And I just turned around and I continued my workout and I was just laughing. I was like, why would you show me that here? And then he was just laughing and I was just like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I just kept saying, oh my God, over and over. And I was just like, oh my God. And then he texted me. What did he text me, dude? Te gustó. Te asusté.
Oh my God, un poquito.
Like, I was like, nah, pero me gustó.
You fucking whore, dude. Oh my God.
Or he also replied to my story on Instagram when I posted the dick wall of the bar.
Pickle dick, yeah.
And he was like, ¿cuál es tu favorita?
¿Cuál es tu gusta?
I was like, todos.
Right, have you been to that bar?
No, but
it's a bar full of dicks.
Literally, all sizes of dildos.
They have dildos hanging
and they're like,
where is this? Where is this place?
Downtown.
What's it called?
Chubby Pickle.
Oh, I thought it was Pickle Dick.
They have a Pickle Dick.
They should have named it Pickle Dick. That's literally what it is.
And then they have like a huge ass dildo in the corner, like as tall as.
Oh, look, we took a picture of it.
Yeah. Watch. There's dicks everywhere.
Big ass.
I wish they played better music.
Is it like
though.
Your favorite place?
No.
It's not your favorite place?
No. Mine's side room.
Oh, a side room.
Because it's the only place I can dance. Dude, you know
why they closed it that day?
Why?
Karen came over that night. We went out. And she was like, you know why it was closed, right? The lights had gone out.
What the fuck?
So they were only running on a generator so that it wasn't the same because that they didn't have the lights on at side room. Like, they just had the music playing, so nothing was on. I was like, damn, we went. It was closed. She was like, yeah, they closed it down.
If I may.
Yes.
You want to end the episode right there?
Yeah.
It's been an hour and 30 minutes.
Oh,
what?
And we still have a lot to say.
I still have way more to say.
That's,
I didn't even get to tell my stories.
Another podcast.
Another. Cut.